KEXP's Music That Matters podcast is made possible by Merge Records, presenting Lionheart, the debut solo album from H.C. McIntyre, frontwoman of Mount Moriah, out January 26th. Album details and more at mergerecords.com.
You've got to tune to the afternoon show. It is listener-powered KEXP. Just heard a brand new track from Fortet, a song called Planet. Right before that, the Bonobo remix of Gorillaz' Andromeda, 100 Waters from their brand new album, Communicating, a song called Wave to Anchor, and a brand new track from Bjork starting off the set. The song is called The Gate, and we've heard that the new album is going to be her Tender album, an album of love songs, and is tentatively entitled Utopia. Kevin Cole with you down in the performance space with Bonobo. Welcome to KEXP.
Thanks for having us. It's good to be here.
It is great having you back. How about a couple songs from the new album?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we'll chat a bit about it.
Sounds good.
Great.
Thank you. It's hard to take out this head. It's hard to take out this head. Ooh, ooh, this head.
Oh man, so beautiful. Bonobo live on the afternoon show. It's KEXP, Where the Music Matters. Two songs from the new album, Migration, the song Break Apart, and the title track starting off the set, Migration. And first of all, it's great having you here. Thank you so much. You played last night at the Paramount Theater in Seattle, and you're playing tomorrow in Portland at the Roseland Theater. So appreciate you taking the time to hang out an extra day here in Seattle and play for KEXP listeners.
Yeah, of course. It's always a good place to be in Seattle.
Well, we love you. And you've been traveling a lot since you were here last in 2013. The new album is called Migration. When did sort of the theme of migration sort of emerge as what would be the theme for the album?
I suppose it kind of came about because I was sort of transitory between the last tour and this one. I was kind of living on the road for about a year. So a lot of the record was kind of conceived in that time in a sort of, you know, different spaces on kind of aeroplanes or hotel rooms or people's sofas. So I guess that kind of transitory thread was the sort of the premise of this kind of theme of movement.
Do the songs specifically link to places for you?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, a lot of the times I would sort of record things and name them after the place I was in. So
right.
Originally there was this idea of naming every track after a place where it kind of happened, but I kind of took a different route in the end. But that was definitely sort of the origins of it was, and different kind of headspaces as well, like, you know, having been on the road and being playing in clubs and then still having that sort of the kind of club ringing in your ear, and then that sort of informs an idea as much as, yeah, you know, being somewhere restful. So the kind of environment is quite relevant to it as well.
And in keeping with the theme migration, you recorded the new album almost entirely right on a laptop.
I started it at least on a laptop, yeah. And then when I finally moved into an actual place, I kind of, I finished out the ideas in the studio. But I mean, a lot of it was done pretty much on headphones and a laptop, yeah.
You had mentioned that for this album, you had a pretty steep learning curve. What was that about?
I just feel like there was a point where I felt like I'd sort of stopped learning in terms of just making music. And I needed to sort of engage with that idea of kind of, I don't know, just sort of collaboration a bit more and just kind of spending time with people that there's music I'd admired and just sort of being in their studios and having people come through mine and just that sort of idea of kind of getting that sort of creative sort of momentum back again.
Yeah, yeah, pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah, exactly, just trying to learn new things. I think that was kind of a big part of this record.
So collaboration was one of them. Any other sort of methods or things that you did to push yourself out there?
Yeah, I think it's just trying things, you know, just sort of, even if it doesn't mean that it's actually going to end up being anything, it's just, I'm going to try this today just to see how it works out. And often those are the ideas that you know, the ones that you think might be sort of throwaway, they're the ones that end up being the most interesting.
Oh, for sure. Recently, I've been playing this Bowie quote a lot on the air where he talks about just sort of how important it is as an artist to just kind of always push yourself into the deep end. And once you feel uncomfortable, you're in the right spot.
Yeah, I could definitely agree with that. That's a very valid point.
Yeah. So since I think the last time you were here, moved to LA as well. So has that impacted the album? I'm sure it probably makes collaboration easier.
Yeah. I just think there's a very good sort of, I think LA's having a moment right now, and there's a good sort of creative community there of people who I feel are more willing to sort of share ideas and collaborate than other places I've lived. So that's definitely something I noticed, that you're actually spending time kind of sharing ideas with people more so than anywhere else I'd been, you know, in the previous years.
And who are some of the collaborators on the new record?
The title track, the piano, is John Hopkins, who was at the time living in the same neighborhood. And we were kind of at the same place with our records, you know, yeah, just sort of, we were just having just moved to LA and started to sort of set up shop there and record a record. So we went and spent a day recording pianos, which was really fun.
Yeah.
And then there's the track we just played, Rye, is on Break Apart, and Nicole Miglis from 100 Waters is on Surface. Nick Murphy, who's formerly Chet Faker, is on No Reason, which is the next one we're going to do. And yeah, there's various other people on there as well.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool. So the production's pretty big for the shows. Is there, how do you go about translating the songs to a live setting?
I think that kind of the idea is to just not worry about it at the time and just sort of make the record and then figure out how to sort of deconstruct it and rebuild it in a live setting. And you often kind of go, it's quite sort of can be one of the more frustrating processes of when things don't work immediately to but you know, sometimes things that you thought were going to be great don't work out so well, and then you have to rethink them, and just that process of, you know, eventually kind of
settling somewhere with, and often the song is going to take on a completely new life and new direction when you play them live. There are things, there are elements that can be pulled out that weren't prominent in the album version. So
yeah, I'm sure that's got to be a surprise and also very fulfilling, right? If there's a lot of challenges and a lot of work at trying to actualize something that you've got in your head, and then it changes or comes out totally different.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the process with working anyway. You know, you start with one idea that you think you're aiming for somewhere, and you end up somewhere completely different, which can be sort of a surprise turn. But I mean, experimentation is sort of part of the process. I always find that songs take about 3 or 4 turns before they arrive at the final idea.
From the moment of inception, like when you're working out the sketch on the laptop to...
Yeah, exactly. Those first few elements you start with, they might disappear by day 2, and you end up with these other sort of sounds that were all kind of disparate at one point, but are now sort of the main part.
For the new album, Migration, did the songwriting process change for you as you were pushing yourself into sort of areas of sort of discomfort or collaboration or working on the laptop, et cetera?
Did the process
of actually writing the songs change for you versus like the North Borders or previous albums?
Yeah, I feel like I waited to get this one right. I think that was the main thing. If things weren't working, I would just put them aside and just kind of sort of sit with them for a little while or just kind of ignore them for a bit and then come back with sort of fresh ears, I guess.
Well, it's a beautiful record.
Oh, thank you.
Do you want to play a couple more from it? And you've got a lot of instrumentation going on. Do you mind introducing?
Yeah, we've got, this is Jack on drums, Mike on various woodwinds. We've got Johnny on keys and piano, Ewan on guitar, and Sherdeen on vocals. And this is the current band that we're touring with at the moment this year.
Cool. Thank you all for being here. It's Bonobo Live on the Afternoon Show. It's KEXP.
Sunrise, but I'm looking at soldiers Yeah.
KEXP's Music That Matters podcast is made possible by Merge Records, presenting Lionheart, the debut solo album from H.C. McIntyre, frontwoman of Mount Moriah, out January 26th. Album details and more at mergerecords.com.